Sergeant Bob Hook joins us now from Griggs County. Hello, Sheriff. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Congratulations on a successful search for this three-year-old boy.
Yeah, things worked all well. I got to put a lot of thanks to our volunteers and search parties. That really make this happen.
Can you tell us a little bit about the story, as a matter of fact, for those who may not have heard it? May pretend this is the first time listeners are hearing about this.
Okay, last night my office received a call from North Dakota State Radio, who does our emergency dispatching. They'd got a 911 call from the family of this three-year-old boy that he was basically missing along with their family dog. They'd been searching for approximately an hour, and light was starting to fade. It's getting later, and they figured they better call in some extra help, so they made their 911 call, and then we responded along with the local first responders and many volunteers.
I'm presuming it was a very rural area?
Yeah, up here in Grace County, like most of these rural counties, once you're out of town, you know, 100 yards, you're in the country. Mm-hmm. And this is typical for the area here. This particular area, there's a lot of water, sloughs, and little ponds, and small, like lake-type water areas.
So
and then farmland.
So upon being called, what did you do?
Well, initially, we sent one of my deputies to the scene, and then the Cooperstown Fire Department ambulance were dispatched. This is the third or fourth one of these we've had in a few years here, and we've kind of got things a little bit figured out. And once we get those people involved, nowadays it's technology and communications, the call goes out, and the ATVs and horses just show up, and they pour into the scene, and we just go after it.
And how large an area was searched once the family finally called and you were able to get out there?
Once we started, you know, we always start at the house and work ourselves basically in a circle around it, just an expanding circle. And some of the ATV riders said they were out, you know, 2-3 miles searching along the roadways and different areas.
And what were the weather conditions that the searchers and therefore the child and his dog facing?
Well, it was we had a pretty stiff wind. It was cool, and the rain stayed away till about 2 a.m. We brought in the North Dakota Highway Patrol, their canine unit. They had a bloodhound available. We brought that in, and then the Highway Patrol brought their airplane in with the FLIR, and they flew unseen for just about 4 hours.
And then around 2:30 in the morning, you or somebody got word. How did that happen?
We had sent all the people that were doing the searching on foot. We were in the process of sending them home to get them out of the rain that was inevitably going to be there. And we decided to send some ATV search parties out for one last check on some areas we thought maybe weren't covered adequately. And one of the local Cooperstown firemen had been driving in a CRP pasture kind of area, and stopped his machine on a knoll and just looked into the area that was lit with headlights, and the family dog stood up, and the three-year-old boy was laying face down under the dog.
How far from where the boy had wandered away was he found?
Approximately a mile, maybe a little over a mile.
My, oh my. How was he dressed?
Typical farm child. Okay. He had on his boots and his pants, and then a shirt, and then he's wearing a little brown Carhartt farmer jacket.
And how did the child react? What happened? The searcher who found him, the dog got up, the child got up. What happened?
I spoke with the searcher. He said when the dog got up, he saw the child, so he called the child's name, and he didn't move. He called it again, and the child kind of turned and got up and looked at him, and they went and picked him up and hauled him back to the farmstead, reunited him with his mom and dad, and they took him in the ambulance to Cooperstown to get checked out, and he was later released and went home with his mom and dad.
Did the searcher say whether the little boy was fretful or frightened or?
No, he said he was. He didn't show any fear at all. He finally admitted after a second ask. After he asked him the second time, he admitted he was cold. But other than that, he said he was fine, warm and dry. The dog was on top of him. So.
Did you guys get a picture of the boy and that dog?
No, we did not. They picked the kid up, of course. That was our main concern. The dog was going to fend for itself, but they got the child back to the farmstead. Then some other ATVs came back to the yard, and they said the dog was behind them, following them home.
So. They followed them home. What kind of dog was it?
It's described as a golden-colored German Shepherd, very friendly.
And a family dog, I would presume.
Family dog. Dog's name is Cooper.
Good dog, Cooper. Well, yeah. Sheriff Hook, thank you very much. We love those stories with those happy endings, and often they involve dogs. And
yeah, thank you. And I just like, you know, people in these small towns need to realize what their volunteers are worth, those firemen and those ambulance crews, because without them, this does not happen. It's all about volunteers, and that's who needs the credit here.
And they got it. Thank you, Sheriff. Right. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.